July 11, 1926, just as it was necessary to make known who they were who suffered more than anyone, to form the Kingdom of Redemption, so it is necessary to make known she who has suffered for the Kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. For quite a few days my sweet Jesus had not told me anything about his most holy will. Rather, he would make himself seen sad, in the act of striking the creatures. Today, as though wanting to go out of his sadness, because when he speaks about his will it seems he puts himself in feast, coming out from within my interior, he told me, "My daughter, I want to cheer myself up, let me speak of the kingdom of my supreme will. And I, my love and my life, Jesus, if you do not tell me all the secrets that are in it, not knowing everything, I will not enjoy the fullness of the goods that this kingdom possesses, nor will I be able to give you the return of love for the goods that you hide. And I would feel unhappy in the midst of so much happiness, because my I love you would not be flowing in everything that you possess in it. It may be small, but it is the I love you of your little daughter, whom you love so much." And Jesus, taking my own words, told me, "My little daughter, you yourself are saying how necessary knowledge is. If it is necessary for you, much more so for others. Now, you must know that in order to form the Kingdom of Redemption, those who distinguished themselves the most in suffering were my mama and I, and even though apparently she suffered none of the pains that the other creatures knew, except for my death which was known by all, and which was the fatal and harrowing blow for her maternal heart, more than any most sorrowful death, however, since she possessed the unity of the light of my will, this light brought to her pierced heart, not only the seven swords told by the church, but all swords, spears and pricks of all sins and pains of creatures, which martyred her maternal heart in a harrowing way. But this is nothing. This light brought her all my pains, my humiliations, my torments, my thorns, my nails, the most intimate pains of my heart. The heart of my mama was the true sun, though one can see nothing but light, this light contains all the goods and effects that the earth receives and possesses. So, one can say that the earth is enclosed in the sun. The same for the sovereign queen, one could only see her person, but the light of my supreme will enclosed in her all possible imaginable pains. And the more intimate and unknown these pains were, the more valuable and powerful they were over the divine heart, to impetrate the longed-for Redeemer. And more than solar light, they descended into the hearts of creatures, to conquer them and bind them in the Kingdom of Redemption. So, the Church knows so very little of the pains of the celestial Sovereign Queen, that one can say that she knows only the visible pains, and this is why she gives the number of the seven swords. But if she knew that her maternal heart was the refuge, the deposit of all pains, and that the light of my will brought everything to her, sparing her nothing, the Church would not speak of seven swords, but of millions of swords. More so, since they were intimate pains, and therefore God alone knows the intensity of the sorrow. This is why, by right, she was constituted Queen of Martyrs and of all sorrows. Creatures can give a weight, a value to exterior pains, but they do not know enough of the interior ones to be able to attribute to them the right price. Now, in order to form in my mama, first the kingdom of my will, and then that of redemption, so many pains were not necessary because, since she had no sin, the inheritance of pains was not for her, her inheritance was the kingdom of my will. But in order to give the kingdom of redemption to creatures, she had to submit herself to so many pains. So, the fruits of redemption were matured in the kingdom of my will possessed by me and by my mama. There is nothing beautiful, good or useful, which does not come from my will. Now, united to the Sovereign Queen came my humanity. She remained hidden in me, in my sorrows, in my pains, therefore little was known about her. But as for my humanity, it was necessary that what I did, how much I suffered and how much I loved be known. If nothing were known, I could not form the Kingdom of Redemption. The knowledge of my pains and of my love is magnet and spur, incitement and lie to draw souls to taking the remedies, the goods contained in it. Knowing how much their sins and their salvation cost me is chain that binds them to me and prevents new sins. If, on the other hand, they had known nothing of my pains and of my death, not knowing how much their salvation cost me, no one would have given a thought to loving me and saving his soul. See then, how necessary it is to make known how much he or she who has formed within him or herself a universal good to give it to others, has done and suffered. Now, my daughter, just as it was necessary to make known to creatures who he and she were, and how much it cost them to form the kingdom of redemption, so it is necessary to make known she whom my paternal goodness has chosen, first, to form the kingdom of the supreme fiat within her, and then, to give rise to its transmission to others. Just as it was for redemption, which was formed between me and my celestial mama first, and then became known to creatures, so it will be for the supreme fiat. Therefore, it is necessary to make known how much this kingdom of my will costs me. That, so that man might enter once again into the kingdom he had lost, I had to sacrifice the littlest of all creatures, keeping her nailed to a bed for 40 years and more, without air, without the fullness of the light of the sun that everyone enjoys. How her little heart has been the refuge of my pains and of those of creatures. How she has loved all, prayed for all, defended all. How many times she has exposed herself to the blows of divine justice to defend all of her brothers. And then, her intimate pains, and the very privations of me that martyred her little heart, giving her continuous death. In fact, since she has known no other life but mine, no other will but mine, all of these pains laid the foundations of the kingdom of my will, and, like solar rays, matured the fruits of the supreme fiat. So, it is necessary to make known how much this kingdom cost you and me, so that, from its cost, they may know how much I yearn for them to acquire it. And from its cost they may appreciate it, love it and aspire to enter, to live in the kingdom of my supreme will. I wrote this to obey, but the effort has been so great, that I could just barely mention my poor existence, since, because of the great reluctance, I feel my blood freeze in my veins. However, I can but repeat always, fiat, fiat, fiat.